Yo, what's going on, y'all? Y'all know what it is. It's Justin Bless. Nothing less, man. Yep. Yo, we here. You know, we just potting, man. You feel me? Yeah. Yeah, I appreciate y'all tuning in to another episode of the Justin Bless Podcast. Really appreciate it. Man, if you haven't already, please subscribe. If you haven't already, please follow me on social media at Justin Bless _. Man, just vibe with me, rock with me. Engage with me, communicate with me. You feel me? Like, let's hold this nice dialogue. You feel me? Let's get it. Yo, thank you guys, and you are tuned in to another episode of the Justin Bless, podcast. Thank you. Man, we are here again. You know, with the mostest, it's Justin Bless. Nothing less. Say it with me. Justin Bless. Nothing less. Yeah. Hey, man. You know, the funny thing about that is like that, you know, my saying right there, I actually got it from when I was in New York. Shout out to CPAT. He probably don't remember, but this back when your boy was rapping. And we in New York, you feel me? Because we had the show, I believe it was like the next day. So this had to be like a Friday. Or this is probably Thursday, because the show was probably Friday. No, the show was Saturday. Yeah, the show was Saturday. So this was Friday. We at the Madison Square Garden. We're at Madison Square Garden in the front. The camera was on him, and he started freestyling and stuff. And he was basically just added, I'm with Justin Bless, nothing less, something, something, something. And I'm like, yo, that's fly. And it just stuck with me the whole time. So, yo, shouts to my man, bruh. That joint fire, bruh. That joint fire, you feel me? So, shouts to my man one time, CPAT. I appreciate that. I'm still running it. It's damn near 10 years later. You feel me? Almost 10 years later. But yeah, still running with it. But hey, man, like, I didn't really have a lot of like nicknames growing up or nothing like that either. For some reason, I always just stuck with my name, Justin. So it just been like that. If it's not Justin, it's Jay. You know what I mean? Like, that's just what it is. That's it. But I really love Justin Bless, nothing less. You say it twice, you feel me, to make it really hit. Yeah. But man, hey man, I hope you guys are feeling good. I hope you guys are ready for the new pod, whatever that you might be doing. If you're at work, hey, I appreciate you for listening. If you at home cleaning, I appreciate you for listening. If you in traffic, I appreciate you for listening. If you are at home at work, because you work from home, listen to the pod, I appreciate you. Man, wherever that you might be in the world, I appreciate you. From the east to the west, they know who's the best. It's Justin Bless, nothing less. You feel me? That was fire, bro. So, hey, wherever that you are, man, I appreciate you. Whatever your demographic is, I appreciate you. Just thank you, guys. Thank you. I got to make sure I give you guys your thanks in the beginning before every episode, because I'm grateful for every single one of y'all that listen and continue to listen Tuesdays and Fridays. Again, Tuesdays and Fridays, every week, new episodes. So, man, shoot, I hope you guys are doing good, man. How am I feeling today? Because you feel me? Because we are in tune and aware at the Justin Bless Podcast, and I just like to set the tone and let you guys know how I'm feeling for the day, whatever that might be feeling. If it's good, it's cool. That's good. If it's not okay, it's okay to be not okay. You feel me? But today, I'm feeling, I'm feeling good. A little bit hungry. You feel me? Hungry for success. And also like hungry, like, yo, I need some food soon. You feel me? But I want to get this podcast out first before I went and got something to eat. Or I might cook something because your boy trying to save up. Because your boy trying to buy a second property by the end of this year. We're trying to work this deals out and these numbers out. And it looks like it's not going to happen at the time frame that I would like it to happen. But it's going to happen later on in the year. And for a fact, it's going to happen this year. That's what we pushing for. That's what we hustling for. But I'm going to always keep you guys in tune, up to date on the process with, you know, getting the second property, second rental property, man. We try to be financially free over here. And we try to pass down the generational wealth through generation to generation to generations. People ain't never gonna meet in my life, but they gonna know the name Justin Bless. Yo, that's my great, 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 great grandfather. He's the one that set us up right. He's the one that was going down a path and going down a journey that the people before him was teaching him. And he was like, wait, he pumped the brakes, was like, yo, this ain't the right way, or this is not where I wanna be. And shoot, he just, you feel me? Like when you driving straight, but you got bust a U-turn hella fast, or like you got to do a sharp turn. Basically what I did, man, I was going down that journey of just being broke, living check to check, 401ks and all that. No disrespect to y'all if y'all going that way, and that's the lifestyle you want to build, but that's not mine. That's not how I want to build it. I want to be financially free. So you feel me? I bust that sharp right, sharp right turn, you feel me, pulled up the emergency brakes, freaking damn near drifted the hoe, you feel me? And I started going in my own direction, you feel me? There wasn't a path, man. I made my own path, bruh. And that's what I'm trying to do. That's what that's why my future generation is gonna speak on, man. My great 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 grandfather, man, that man Justin Bless, yo, he's the one that changed the course of our generation. That's what I'm aim to do. And yeah, so anyways, not going to get into it later on, which is cool, you feel me? I'm still happy that I'm going to get it soon, and we can talk depth into, like, the process of all that, like, later on, but I had to deal with that today, and the news wasn't all that great, but I'm still blessed, so it's all good, it's all gravy. Yo, and I'm feeling overall, work was smooth, work was cool, you feel me? I was actually going to hop on clock, so I'm getting paid for the podcasting, but I got on a little bit late. I was actually watching this interview with Wiz Khalifa, Rick Ross, Weezy, and DJ Khaled, and they are sponsored by Bel Air, Vion, Bamboo, and there's another one I just don't remember. McQueen something, I forgot what it is to it, but it's all liquor stuff, right? And they're just basically talking about, they're big brand ambassadors for those liquors, right? And I'm pretty sure they have a percentage in the company and stuff like that. And they're just basically talking about, like, business and how personal brand and business go together. It's great, and you're better, flourish better when you're hands-on. And I'm like, yo, that's what I'm hands-on with podcasting, with the Justin Blessed podcast. I'm hands-on with my clothing brand, Blessed. And I'm hands-on with my real estate company, you feel me? Blessed Enterprise. Yo, I'm hands-on with it, bro. And they're saying that, and that's how you grow. So, I mean, you know, I'm just trusting the process, staying the course, and trying to learn from everybody possibly I can learn from. I'm not surrounded by millionaires or even 100,000-aires, you know what I mean? I'm surrounded by normal working people, which is not bad, but that's not where I'm trying to be, you feel me? I'm very ambitious, and I aim for greatness. I'm very ambitious, and I aim for greatness. Ooh, that was fire, bruh. Yo, I'm witty with the words today, bruh. Them joints is flying off the tongue. Like, you feel me? Yo, for real. I'm very ambitious, and I'm aiming for greatness. Note that down, man. I hope you guys are ambitious as well. But yeah, I was watching this interview. And it was great, bro. It was like 50 minutes long. They're talking about how they connected and just other stuff like that, man. It's like, it's very deep with it. And those are people one day I won't be in a room with. You feel me? Forget that. One day I am going to be in a room with. I'm going to be like, y'all, remember watching you at one of my units, bro. Like when I was living in one of my units and I wasn't successful like I am currently, but you inspired me to get here and be in this room right now with you. And I just want to say thank you. You feel me? And I know it's going to happen, and it was just cool to watch it today, watch that interview. I definitely recommend the interview for y'all to go out there and watch it, man, because you can learn from anybody, bro. It's not necessarily the guy be in your field. Like, I'm not a rapper. Well, I'm not a rapper no more. But I love music. But you can always learn from anybody, bro, no matter what their demographic is, and also no matter what field they're in. Because if you're a doctor, don't mean that you can't learn anything from a lawyer, or you can't learn anything from a garbage man or a manager at McDonald's. You feel me? Or an author, or who else? A painter, bro. A construction dude. Like, you can learn from anybody, bro. So I always keep my ears always open for new knowledge. And I hope you guys gain knowledge from me. And that's the best thing I can possibly do, is give you guys knowledge while we, you know, while we vibe, while we have great relationships and great camaraderie through this podcasting. You feel what I'm saying? So, yeah, bro, but I was feeling good today. I was feeling great. And there's actually some crazy news I wanted to share with y'all, bro. Some crazy joints, bro. And like I said, we ain't no big news people or nothing like that, but you already know what it is. We tapping into the new report. News report. Yo, so there was a crazy shooting, bro, in Sacramento at a church, yo. The shooting left 5 fatally dead, bro. And you know, feel me? And that person that killed them committed suicide. And the crazy thing about that will make the story even more crazier. It was a dad that shot up the church, bro. And he shot 3 of his children. Makes it more wild about that. The dad had a restraining order on him. I don't know who like, you know what I mean, followed it, whatever. I'm pretty sure it was the mom or whatever. And he was not supposed to be by the children. Got by the children, whatever, and killed them, bro, in Sacramento, California. That's just so messed up, bro. Shot 3 of his kids, man, his own kids. Like, damn, hey, God bless them. And everything like that. I don't, you know what I mean? I don't wish that on nobody. Like, a church should be like a safe place, bro. That should be like, if you're going to a church to kill somebody, it's like, damn, bro, like what? It's like that one white boy in Charleston, you feel me, South Carolina. That was the most wildest one. That's when nigga was praying with the people for like an hour or two or whatever, goes to his car, gets the gun, go back in the church, and then kill like 11 church members or something like that years ago. She was wild. I'm like, yo, how do you do that? Like, how do you premeditate that murder like that, bro? Like, after someone's just praying for you, you feel me? It is what it is, though. It's wild, but man, ain't nowhere safe. Ain't nowhere safe in there. And I was about to say Arizona, but you know what I mean? The United States, man, we got the most like murder rates when it comes to like gun shooting other people. You feel what I'm saying? Like, or mass shootings, whatever. Like, we probably got the most, man. It's wild out here, bro. Other countries looking at us like, man, y'all niggas is goofy. What the hell y'all doing over there shooting y'all people like that? Shooting kids at schools, kindergartners. Like, what, bro? What they do to you? Yeah, joint wild. Oh, and another thing on the news, too. Cain Velasquez, which is wild about it. He's actually from Arizona and he's in jail right now because I don't know if he shot the person because he's arrested for attempted murder. So he's not arrested for murder. So he probably didn't kill the dude, but I guess the dude like molested one of his childs or his children or something like that. And I'm like, yo, that is wild. So, hey, man, free Kane. Free Kane. Free Kane. Yes. Free my mans, bro, because those people, man, they deserve to freaking get stomped out. Something crazy, something crucial, you feel me? Like, I don't really wish death on nobody but really those people, bro. Like, them pedophiles. Oh, my goodness, bro. Like, what you doing? How does a kid and, you feel me? Like, nasty, bro. Like, what is wrong with y'all? It's sick in the head. Y'all deserve to get freaking whatever that guy you got coming to you. I'm happy that nigga Kane shot that nigga straight up. Man, shoot that nigga again, you feel me? Obviously, nigga ain't, nigga think it's sweet out here. It's not, bruh. Don't be playing with kids like that, you old goofy ass nigga. But yeah, shouts to that man though. For real, Kane. He did the damn thing. Respects to my mans. And yo, you know how like the that whole war stuff is going on and whatnot. So this is kind of funny. To me, it's kind of funny. It's like, bruh, like, of course not. So it was trending on Twitter. I seen like Pornhub was trending, right? So I'm like, what these people trending for, right? So I go on it, and it says, like, because, all right, let me, yeah, let me get right, bro, so I can tell y'all like how wild it is. Hold on, we almost there. Hold on, bear with me, bear with your boy. Go ahead and bear with your boy. Where the hell is it at, bro? Yeah, I'm looking for something. Don't mind your boy. Man, all right, I can't really find it for y'all, but I just wanted to like say like, there is hella companies stopping their production and also their orders and stuff to Russia. Like, it goes from like Honda to who else? Apple, H&M. What else is stopping going over there? You got a couple other things as well. Like, definitely a couple other things. Don't know exactly everything. But with all that being stopped, right? That's why Pornhub was trending. So I clicked on it. And it was like, they had put out this statement. Even they're like, yeah, we feel bad for everything that's going on. But nigga, we still need our money. You feel me? Like, hey, niggas need jack off during the war. What you think this is? Yeah, we feel bad, but hey, niggas is jacking off to their dying breath. You feel me? And it's like, it's not that I'm laughing at the war or nothing like that, because war is bad. The thing is, like, it's so funny. Like, Pornhub put out this statement saying, yo, we feel bad, but that butt's there. You feel me? But we still need our bucks. Now, we're not stopping services over there. They're probably one of the top ranked, top five in the whole world. You feel me? That brings so much traffic to Pornhub. And I just thought that shit was just hella funny, bro. Like, I was like, yo, these people really did that. That's funny. But also, man, this is just a shout out. This is just a shout out to my man, Doc. My man, Doc, recently had his third daughter. It was a beautiful thing. The shouts to my man's man, Lila Faith McGuire. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Cheer for my man, man. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Shouts to Doc, man. He's one of my great friends. Been friends for like 10 years now. And my big bro, that's my big brother, bro. He look out for me in all type of ways, especially when it comes to like bread, mental health. Just an overall, just a great person, man. And I love my man's, man. So, hey, shouts to my man having his daughter healthy. Just all that. And she's a March baby, just like your boy. Yeah. Just like your boy. I'm a March baby, too. So, yeah, man. So, all that, man. That's it with the news report. Beep, 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 beep. Yo, so, like, we don't get into it, bro. Like, so I was talking to my girl yesterday, right? I was talking to her, and we start bringing up, like, we're going into a deep conversation about basically about celebration, about celebrating other people or celebrating people that you love. And I believe the correct way you should do it and how you should not do it or whatever the case might be, right? Because I was kind of in my feelings, right? A little bit, and I was expressing to her a bit. And then I told her, I was like, yo, like, I got still talk to my mom about like my religious beliefs in a way. And I was telling her, I'm just like, yo, I don't really like, I don't consider myself as a Christian like that because I'm my own views on it. And seeing what's going on. And it's like, to me, I just feel like religion is thrown in so many different ways. It's wild. You feel me? It was birthed by man. It's not birthed by God. You feel me? And if you see my Instagram, make sure that you follow your boy, Twitter, whatever, @JustinBless_. I post a lot of stuff about God and just being thankful, you feel me? And just being blessed for a whole new day, bro. Cause like, man, this stuff is not promised. And I'm just thankful for every moment that I got. But people might see my name, Justin Bless, and think I'm like a pastor or something. No, nigga, I'm not. No, my guy. No pastor over here, no pastor son, no pastor nephew, no pastor cousin, none of that. You feel me? Or people might think like, I want to be a pastor or I'm a deacon or a member at a church or any of that. Like, no, my guy, that's not even where my name even came from. You feel me? You don't have nothing to do with you don't have nothing to do with like church necessarily or anything like that. Like God made positions and stuff. You feel what I'm saying? Like pastor, deacon, first lady, stuff like that. Like, nah, it don't have nothing to do with that, bro. So, and I was thinking, and me and her got into it, and she has her own, just like everybody do, have their own journey with God. Before I came into her life, she had a specific type of journey, and her current journey right now or where the journey she would like for the relationship to go. Everybody has that. Just like me, I had a pass with that as well. And I was kind of just letting my girl know. She was like, oh, so like, if you don't consider yourself that, like, what do you consider yourself? And I started to think about it. And then we like broke it down. And I was speaking to her about it and just letting her know how I feel in certain things. And the thing is, I just broke it down. I told her before, but I didn't tell her as in depth that I did yesterday. So I remember one time she was telling me that she described me to her, I believe it was to her sister or to her friends or something. And she said, spiritual. And let's really break this down. Just because I'm not tied to a specific religion does not mean I am spiritual. You feel me? I have the spiritual being in me, correct? The spiritual term, I feel how it's used in this modern day is like watered down religion. You feel me? No disrespect if y'all, if that's why y'all do it. That's just my view on it, right? And I just feel just watered down religion. Like, it's like you don't want to claim that religion, but like you don't want to be on the opposite side of God, right? Or on the opposite side of the universe, or however you want to call it, energies, whatever, right? So you say spiritual. And I'm like, we are all spiritual beings. But the way that they break it down is more like a, nah, not God, but everything else, though. And I'm just like, yeah, that's not me. So when she said that and she described, she put that character trait on me, like, and she explained that to like her sister or friends or whatever, I was like, hell nah, that's not me. And she's like, what are you? I'm like, I'm God fearing man. That's who I am. And that's why I break it down too, man. Like, I don't, I'm not Christian, but I'm a God fearing man, bro. Like, God first, bro. Cause I don't agree with every single thing in the Bible, bro. Like, the Bible's not the end all and be all, not to me. Cause certain things in there, I'm just like, I don't know, bro. That kind of seemed like somebody made that up and just threw themselves in there, right? It's kind of like in the second chapter, I believe it's the second chapter. There's a whole bunch of like, it's basically a damn near family tree in a way. He's like, oh, this person was the cousin of this. This person was son of that. The third son, the great-great-grandson to this person, that person. It's like a whole chapter about just a whole bunch of names. And to me, I'm like, why is that in the Bible? Like, why is that even there? And I feel a lot of people just threw their name in there, right? Because they got like translated and do whatever that they do. And we are human beings. Let's not forget that. Those people way back then were human beings too. The only person that wasn't like a quote unquote human being only was one person. That's Jesus Christ. I believe in Jesus Christ. So it's like, I know he walked this earth, but there's a turn to it in the Bible when I'm just like, even ever since I was little, I always felt that way too. I was just like, I don't know about all that. But that don't mean I don't believe in Jesus Christ, and I don't believe in I'm a descendant of Abraham and all this other stuff. You feel me? Because, yeah, that's facts. But when people try to, I don't know, that whole religion thing, like, it's kind of like, I don't know, bro. That's the kind of the trouble that I have, because I feel it's kind of like a contest in a way, a little bit. And if you don't do it right, people are going to judge you on it and be like, man, you're not Muslim, or you're not Mormon, or you're not Christian, you're not Catholic, you're not Buddhist, you feel me? You're not a monk, you're not this, you're not that, just because you do stuff differently. And we're all different, bruh. So our views, it could be political, it can be spiritual, religion, it can be godlike, universe, energy, the type of food we eat, the type of colors that we see. What do colors mean to us? Like, bruh, everybody see the color blue in the sky, but blue might be a color somebody really don't like and they wish the sky was a different color. You feel me? And y'all can go as deep as that. But that don't mean that person's bad or their views is incorrect or whatever the case is. Like, nah. I just look at things just from a deeper standpoint on I guess religion and spiritual terms and stuff like that. It's just, I don't see the perfect fit for me. Like, the perfect fit. You feel me? I'm like a, just like everybody else. I'm like a, but me, like, I know myself. I'm just like a, I'm a unique puzzle piece. And I try to fit myself in like a specific religion or a specific like group of people and stuff like that. And I just don't see myself fitting in perfectly. You feel me? Like, the closest one I feel like my unique puzzle piece fit into, the closest now with the growth that I have acquired over this time and getting to know myself and stuff is Islam. You feel me? Like being a Muslim. And people think Muslim is the religion. Nah, it's not. Islam is the religion. Muslim is the people. You feel me? It's like Christian is a religion. Christianity is a religion. Christians are the people. You feel me? And that's the same thing. Islam is a religion. Muslims is the people. Muslim. You feel me? Islam. So yeah, I believe like with Mormon, it's kind of like the same thing. If I'm not mistaken, I'm not too familiar on that field. So hey, apologize in advance if I mess this up, but hey, I'm just gonna go for it. You feel me? Freedom of speech, bro. But anyways, but I'm thinking Mormon is a religion, right? Latter-day Saints, I think that's what they're called, is the people. So yeah, like that. You feel me? But yeah, so when I was speaking to my girl and I was kind of like explaining it more in depth than I explained to her before, I was like, yo, this will be like a great episode for the pod for me to explain my view on things. So we just going to break it down in the way that I grew up to where I'm at today with it. You feel me? So we going to get straight into it. I'm going to show y'all. I mean, I'm going to take y'all down a journey. It's going to be kind of long, but you already know what it is. It's going to be great content, a lot of detail in it. You feel me? Honesty as possible. So this is how it go, man. So when my family first came to Phoenix, Arizona, damn near a super long time ago, you feel me? Super small and all that. 2 years old. Yeah, 2 years old. And we started going to church, right? We started going to church, and this church is called Trinity Lutheran Church, I believe. Yeah, that's what it's called. Trinity Lutheran Church, bro. And this is on Central in... Is it Central? No, 7th Ave. Yeah, 7th Ave and something. I don't know what. 7th Ave in Peoria? Nah, it's not that far. But 7th Ave in something, right? And we started going there. And the thing is, we used to walk to church. Like, our apartments and our projects where we stayed at the time wasn't that far. Like, was it a super long walk? And I stayed with my uncle and aunt. So, like, you had my uncle, aunt, me, and my two girl cousins, two boy cousins at the time before Sam was born, walking to church. And it was, like I said, it wasn't that far, but there was these great, the pastor's name, so respect to the pastor, bro. His name was Pastor John. So respect to my mans. He passed away because I don't know when, I don't know how, but I know he did because he was old when I was like very small. You feel me? So like I was like, it would be wild if he had like he freaking lived like 30 more years, 35 more years, 40 more years, 50 more years. You feel me? Like I'd be like, yo, my man, healthy. He'll be in the Guinness World Record book. So respect to my man's, bro. He was very nice and everything like that. And we met these two people as well, which is their name was John and Georgia. They're this older couple, white people, and they were nice, bro. They were real cool. They understand our situation, you feel me? Being immigrants and everything like that. Like they understand our situation. So that was dope, bro. Like that was real cool. I remember they used to give us like money and like Christmas gifts. It was real cool. So, yeah. John and Georgia. It was real cool. Real cool. There are some real nice people. And respects to them. I'm pretty sure they passed away too. Don't know when, but respects to them. Didn't get the information, but respects to them. They are they're real cool people. And there's people that, like, I remember. You feel me? You remember those people that are super nice in your life when you're, like, small? Like, oh, this girl used to always give me candy, or like this older man used to always give me candy, or just be nice or whatever. Yeah, they're smooth. And at that church, like in the morning before you walked in, there's always like donuts and bagels and coffee, water. I didn't drink no coffee or nothing like that, but water and stuff, you feel me? Orange juice, apple juice, all that stuff. It was dope. It was flying, bro. So we go there for years, right? We you feel me, with the people. We going to like Sunday school. We're going to, what's that thing, bro? Like summer camp, you feel me, type of thing at the actual church. And with that, there was actually like this one time, there's this she was in high school at the time, because we were some young niggas. And she was like this, at the time, she was like this cute white girl, probably had like blue eyes or something like that. And I remember this was the last day of the summer camp, right? Church camp. And they're like, okay, it's the last day, you know, you guys hug who you want to hug before you leave. Bro, I got up so fast and hugged that white girl, bro. So fast. I was jumped up, ran over there, gave her a big old hug, bro. She was she was beautiful to me. It was so funny. Like I still remember that. Then everybody else was running over there. Yo, she had the longest line, you feel me? And I don't know how like she looked like real, like clear and vividly like that, because I don't know, but I know she was like cute to me, whatever. When I was a little kid. So yeah, so we go through, right? So that happened. And this whole time we going there for years. Years, bro. I never knew it was a Catholic church, bro. I knew we were Christians, bro. Like I knew that for a fact. But I never knew that was a Catholic church. I thought that was a Christian church, bro. Because it was never like broken down to me, bro. Like, you feel me? But I knew at home they would say Christian. So I was like, yo, that's what we are. That's what the church I go to. But this whole time, 4 years, I didn't know until 6, 7 years. No, probably 5 or 4 years ago, I figured out that that church was a Catholic church. And the way that they ran it was the Catholic way. I didn't know that. I just thought I went to different Christian churches, right? But that was the main church growing up at the time, until probably like 12, right? So I'm going there for like 10 years straight or so. The whole time I thought it was a Christian church, bro. Whole time. Wild. And when I went to a Catholic church, and I knew I went to like a Catholic church like 5 years ago, the songs that they were singing and how stuff was going down and all that other stuff, how the priest was carrying the cross and all that and walking in, had the two people next to him carrying the smaller cross and stuff like that. You feel me? And like the chants that they were saying, the songs that they were singing, how they had it all like orchestrated and everything like that. I'm like, yo, what the hell? Was I going to a Catholic church when I was younger? Then I asked my aunt, you feel me? Like how I told you, I live with my aunt. So it's like, yo, is that what it was? And they're like, yeah. I was like, whoa, ain't nobody told me that. So, yo, I grew up Catholic in a way too. So I grew up Christian and Catholic. Crazy story, right? Because I'm following the whole Catholic tradition, the Catholic way. But like at home, they will say Christian and stuff like that. So let's continue the story, right? So, all right. So somehow, some way, my parents and uncle and aunt, whatever, start connecting with these Haitian people, whatever. And we started going to their church, like probably like every other Sunday or whatever. But this church was deep, bro. Like we stayed in Phoenix. This church was deep as hell, bro. This joint was all the way like in Gilbert, Mesa, out there, like the East Valley. You feel me? We never, that was my first time going out that way, was for a church, bro. So we started going to the Haitian church. The Haitian, it was like a new startup type of church, right? I don't even know where they found these friends at, these new people. I was like, nigga, what the hell? How the hell y'all run into these niggas that was like way the hell out here and we stay in Phoenix? Like, nigga, it was like there's Facebook back then and stuff like that. Nigga, ain't no Facebook groups. So I was like, nigga, how the hell? So anyways, right? So we start going there now. And this is a Christian church now. So at like 12, 13 or something like that, I started going to an actual Christian church. But this whole time, like I said, thought they just ran it differently. And now I'm going to a Haitian church, that's a Haitian Christian church, that they're speaking French, Creole, and English a little bit, but they just do it differently. In my head, I'm like, oh, they just do it differently. They sing different songs. I ain't put two to two together until, like I said, years later. So we start going there more often. And I'm like, bro, I'm trying to go to like the other church because the other church is not as long. They always had food, like I told you, in the morning, you feel me? And it wasn't far. Like, it was a damn field trip every time we went. I'm like, oh my goodness, bro, this is a whack. And I ain't even like them niggas, bro. Like, bro, we used to always call them people. I didn't know none of their names, nigga. I didn't know none of them niggas' names. We used to always call them niggas 480 people because we just knew the area code, right? 480. And we were 602. That's what it was, bro. It's like a gang versus another gang. I was like, bro, we don't chill with them niggas, bro. Because every time after church, I always just chill with my cousins. And that was really it. And we're the only people super outnumbered. Super outnumbered by these 480 people and these 480 kids. And we just, you feel me? We just 602. That's just what it was. So we ain't like them niggas. Well, I know I didn't. And I ain't even like them niggas for a real reason. It was just what it was. Like, nigga, you ain't from our side of town, nigga. We from Phoenix. So, yeah. So anyways, but we started connecting with some cool people and stuff like that. You know what I mean? Me not liking these people for no reason was a dumb reason. It wasn't valid. It was not going to hold up. We started being cool, whatever. So then we started, like, getting involved with like the other kids in the at the church. And there's these two girls, right? Their name was Diana and Shirley. Yeah, Diana and Shirley, bro. They were like much older. I'm like probably like I said, 12 years old, you feel me? Horny kid at the time, you feel me? Like 13, somewhere around there, right? To me, I was like, damn, these are the most beautiful Haitian girls I ever seen in my life. Like, what, they're Haitian? Because every Haitian girl I've ever seen, they're always old. You feel me? Like I never seen like older, like they got titties and ass. You know what I mean? Being a young kid like that, like, nigga, what? Yo, they look so good. You feel me? And it's so funny, if this episode ever get to them, that's funny as hell. Cause I ain't let them know or nothing, but man, I was checking them out every chance I got being a young kid. This is funny as hell, man. It's funny when you look back at like when you're a young kid and you know like there's no way you can get that girl, or girls that are listening, like there's no way you can get that guy or whatever because of the age or whatever, and like they know things you just don't know. And then again, like they in high school, I'm a little kid. I'm like 12 years old, 10 years old or something. So I was like, yo, that's so funny. So then, right, anyway, so then I started tapping into being in the choir and stuff. And that's when I started meeting all these other people. There's this one song that we used to sing. It used to go like this. Sing it a little bit. Yo, I used to have them vocals, cuh. I don't got it no more, my guy. But it used to go a little bit like this, like, silver and gold. Silver and gold. Silver and gold. Ah, damn, I forgot the rest. Hold on. Silver and gold. I'll never trade my soul for no silver and gold. No fame, or fortune. Some rivers untold. I'll always love Jesus before silver. Something like that, right? I know I butchered the hell out that song, but I don't remember the words, but something like that, you feel me? And that's when your boy started being in the church choir and everything like that. And started being friends with the other people and all that, and I started really linking up with them kids, and they turn out to be like real close, you feel me? Still got the relationship till this day. They turn out to be family and everything like that. So shout out to Dave. Shout out to Lo. Shout out to Junior. You know, those people that I rock with, bro, still to this day. All the other people, we weren't really as close because they ain't stay the night at our house. But those people I just named off, like my cousins, yo, like we stay the night at each other's houses, you feel me? And it was dope. It was legendary, you feel me? Then we came up with this group called CH, right? It was called Crazy Haitians. Don't know where the hell that name came from. And it's not about really the name. It's really about the era and the time that we were really building a bond. And that's why like CH is like so dope, bro. Like so fly. Like we used to like pull pranks on each other, man. This is before pranks were even like on YouTube and all that other stuff, bro. If we knew, man, I would put that hoe on there, bro. We were pranking the hell out of people. So yo, but shouts to all of them, bro. Man, they family, bro. For real. Ain't blood couldn't make us any closer, but we used to do all types of pranks, man. Like water, fire, lava lamp. We used to do a whole bunch of stuff. Play football, play sports. It was just dope, bro. And with the midst of me growing through all that, right, got me my first time long-term girlfriend. Not gonna say her name because it's not like, nah. You know what I mean? Like, nah, my guy. So, anyways, that's my first time long-term girlfriend. Kept it under wraps, but all the kids knew what was up. You feel me? That's my girl. Blah, blah, blah. So, yo, first time that we dated for like 3 months, I think. Then she broke up with me. I was like, nigga, damn. You feel me? And within those 3 months, bro, and like I said, she stayed way the hell out there. I didn't have a car. Ain't no way I'm taking a bus out there, a little kid. I got school and some other stuff. So all we did was just talk on the phone. So it was like talk on the phone relationship type of thing. But we'll talk for freaking hours, bro. Like, start at 10 o'clock, nigga. Don't get off the phone until like 6, 5, 4, something like that, right? And so she broke up with me. I don't even know why. I still don't know to this day. But I know when she broke up with me, I was like, yo, F her. You are dead to me, bro. You are nothing to me. You're not even air. I used to say some stuff like that, right? All up in the nigga feelings, bro, because I got dumped, whatever. Like a year, 2 years later, nigga, we started dating again. And that's when we dated for like a very long time and stuff like that. Got nothing bad to say about her. It is what it is. She broke up with me again. You feel me? The second time she broke up with me, bro, I was like, damn. And that one, I was more in tune with my emotions and my feelings. Like, I wasn't just a young kid. I was kind of growing into like a, you feel me, like in a midst of going into like a young adult type of thing. Broke up, whatever, you feel me? But it is what it is, though. Damn, yeah, your boy had his heart broken a couple times, nigga. But yo, we bounced back and we always did better and better. You feel me? If you know, you know. So yeah, you feel me? The church choir opened a lot of doors for, like, you know what I mean, being cool. And then again, we was praising God and stuff like that. And then even sometimes, I believe it's always the last Sunday of the month or the last Sunday of 3 months or something like that, like the last Sunday of the quarter, the kids will like host the church and do our thing, whatever. Like everybody, like you have someone that preaches, you have somebody that, you have the choir that sings, that read a scripture, that does the offering, you feel me? Opening prayer, the worship part, we did it all. It was pretty cool, bro. Like, it was dope. So it was fly. It was some fly things, bro. And, you know, we had the Sunday school during the adult church. So we'll be in church, right, until it was like close for them to preach. And then there would be like an adult shout outs to my man. His name is what's my buddy's name? Nah, I don't know. Way I forgot. Dominic, shouts to my mans, bro. Shouts to my mans, Dominic, bro. This dude right here, he played a real pivotal role in me, like, seeing, like, opening my eyes, bro, in a way. Like, he helped me. I don't know if you guys had like that Sunday school teacher or whatever, but he was my Sunday school teacher, favorite one. I had multiple. He was my favorite one, bro, because he never judged me, bro. I never seen him judge me. I felt it or nothing, bro. Whenever he ever sees me, even till this day, bro, I haven't seen him in a very long time. So more life to him, more life to his wife, more life to his kids. He was from New York. Dude was mad cool, bro. He told me this one story, right? He told me he wanted to move to Arizona, so he would work hella hours where he was working, but he'll never cash the checks in. And if he ever had like a actual paper check, it gets voided, like from like a employee, it gets voided in 90 days, but took him longer than 90 days to save up the money to move out here. So he had like a box with all this check in, and he was about to go into the bank and just cash all that thing in, right? Because he didn't want to put it into his bank because he felt like he'll spend it. So he just left it on the check. So he never went to the bank. So when he's ready to move to Arizona, he goes it with a freaking box full of checks, bruh, saved up, brings it to the bank and be like, yo, I want to cash all this. Bro, they looked at him like, yo, all these checks are voided. He was like, what? What do you mean? Nah, this is for my church. This is my work. And he was like, nah, they're voided. Like, this 90 days and you got cash it or you got deposited something. And he was like, I didn't know that. So, bro, my man worked all that time for nothing, right? But his boss saved him. So he went to his boss and told him the whole situation. His boss wrote him a whole nother check, just one check that added up to all like his previous checks, put on one check. And then Dominic took that to the bank, cashed that thing in, bro, and was able to fly out to Arizona, bro. You see how God worked, bro? That's a dope story, bro. I remember him telling me that. Still remember it to this day. So shouts to Dominic. So anyways, yeah, bro, dude never judged me, bro, ever, bro. Like, he's just, like, always been, like, he was an adult, but he was a cool adult. You know what I mean? Like, he was, like, the young adult. Like, everybody else was probably, like, at the time was probably, like, 30. Nah, probably like 32, 33, something like that. He was probably 29, 28 at the time. And we were like I said, young teens, you feel me? Like, we was like 15, 13, stuff like that. But he never judged me, bro. Like, back then I was getting into hella trouble, bro. Like, all types of trouble in school and all that. All the, like, adults at the church would know because parents had big mouths and used to always tell kids businesses and stuff, like, their life is so boring, so they tell other adults about their kids' life getting into trouble or whatever it was. So I was like the hot topic all the time, bro. All the time. I got in trouble so much. So yeah, bro. So he go, right? So yeah, he never judged me. So shouts to my mans, bro. I love that, man. More life to you, Dominic, for real. God bless you. So yeah, bro. Kids church and all that, we used to vibe. We used to actually read the Bible in English and stuff like that, because in the big church they used to read it straight. They used to read it in French still, you feel me, and Creole and stuff. I'm just like bro, we don't understand, right? So we had our own little church and we had it in English, which was, that's what the generation was birthed with. It's like being a new kid at school. If you don't speak the language, bro, you gonna feel like so, like, it's going to be nerve-wracking than a mug. You feel me? Like, yeah, it's cool to understand your culture and where you're from and parents from and stuff like that. But they don't understand, like, yo, I still got to go to school. And if I'm talking with an accent, these niggas going to make fun of me. You feel me? If I'm not like them, make fun of me. It's kind of like, yo, you trying to blend in. Not blend in, but you trying to fit in and be cool in a way. You feel me? No kid is not trying to be fit in and not be cool in a way. You feel? So that's basically how that was. So I was like, yo, we need it in English. It's not that we want to stop loving God and learning more about God and Jesus Christ and the journey and everything like that. But, yo, we don't understand it fully like that, because y'all talking at such at a rapid pace. It's like, bruh, we ain't as fluent as y'all. Cause we never got to had to use it. Like, bro, like I never had to go to school speaking French, bro, or speaking Creole. Nah, bro. Like I speak English in kindergarten, bro. Even though English is my second language, which a lot of y'all don't know, but English, well, now y'all know, the masses know, English is my second language. But my first day in kindergarten, bro, I still remember that feeling, bro. Niggas crying, bro, because it's like, felt like I had an accent, this, that, and the third. That's probably why I don't got it now. That's why your boy don't got it, nigga. Because I was like, hell nah, I ain't about to be one of these niggas, bro. I'm about to be one of them. I'm American. You feel me? So, with Dominic and everything. So everything was in English. Read the Bible. Read a little bit. He'll preach a little bit. Because he was actually trying to be a pastor, I believe. Yeah, he was trying to be a pastor. So he would practice on us like in English in ways, right? And it was cool. Like, I love his teaching, bro. I used to be so focused in it. And I learned so much from him, bro. Like, he was one of my best teachers in life. It was Dominic, bro. He showed that, you know, like, to me, like, God wasn't as serious and all that. Like, how, like, the adults really paint it and stuff. Like, yo, like, he understands you just because you get into trouble and stuff, like, doesn't mean that he don't love you. Like, he loves you because of who he is. You feel me? It's not because of what you have done or anything like that. It's because of who he is. He loves you unconditionally. Just stuff like that, bro. Just made me feel like so welcomed and hugged by God and, you know, protected and everything like that. Rather than me so focused on the other adults talking about, oh, he get in trouble. Disorder means trouble. You feel me? It's not like that. And I'm like, yo, I appreciate that. Like, he really made it, like, smooth. Even back then, like, at that white church, at Trinity Lutheran Church, even that church, it was, like, so focused. I guess I wasn't getting into trouble, like, back then. Not like that, you feel me? Not to the, like, when I got older, it started getting heavier. So, and then I don't think they even told the white people like that, because those white people probably wouldn't understand, or they didn't feel comfortable with those white people like that. But when they got around their own kinds in the Haitian church, like, yo, man, when I tell you gossip and talking, that's like number one shit crazy. So anyways, Dominic, shouts to my mans. And bro, I'm gonna tell y'all this wild thing. Crazy story. I'm gonna bust this one story out, and this is about church too. Bust this one story out. This story is about, like I told you guys, my first long-term girl was from my church, at the church at the time. So this one story, bro. So we try to hide it from our parents, right? And her parents ain't like me. They ain't like me because not even nothing I had to do with me, nigga. Like, one of my cousins got into like a little, he was being smart to her dad years ago, right? And this nigga for some reason don't like me because that's my cousin and everything. I'm just like, nigga, whatever, right? It is what it is. I ain't like the nigga either. But yo, I was with your daughter, you feel me? Smashing your daughter, nigga. I like them apples, nigga. So anyways, so we ain't spending no time with each other, but we trying to spend time with each other. Her mom there, her dad there, you feel me? And this like after church, so we having like this little gathering party thing, food, whatever. So we all talking and whatever. I'm just like, bro, like, man, I'm trying to kiss on and, you know, grab some booty. Like, what the hell is this? You feel me? So I text her, whatever. I was like, yo, like, you feel me? Like, first we meet in the kitchen at the little church, right? And we talking and whoop-de-whoop and whatnot. And then, like, her mother walked in. Her mom walked in. Said something to her. Something about, I don't know what. And she left. But she saw me in there. And like I said, her parents don't like me. So I'm like, damn, we got to get out of here. We can't just be out in the open. If I knew better, I'd be like, yo, we gonna walk down the street or something. But nigga stayed there. Nigga was like, yo, we about to just go in the bathroom. Nigga, we get into the bathroom. Feel me? Game time. Start kissing and all this other stuff, going crazy, you feel me? And a little bit moments later, you hear a knock on the door. And I stop. Like, we stop. We're like, hear a knock again. And I'm like, and I answer, of course, and I'm like, yo, like, I'm in the bathroom, using the bathroom. Didn't hear nothing. And I'm like, all right, whatever, right? We're gonna go. I get a text message from, I believe it was Lorenzo. And nigga was like, bruh, her dad knocking on the door, bruh, get up out of there, whoop-de-whoop, this, that, and the third. Or he said, her dad's at the door, right? No, that, let me rewind the story. Okay, so the person that knocked at the door, it was her mom. Because I was like, yo, I'm using the bathroom. And she knew my voice, right? Of course. So then Lorenzo texts me and she leaves. So I think everything is straight. Lorenzo texts me, was like, yo, like, her mom looking for her, whoop de whoop, this, that, and the third. I'm like, all right, we about to get out real quick. But remember, guys, your boy's still horny though. So I'm like, yo, let me get a couple more kisses in, couple grab more booties, you feel me? This, that, and the third. Doing a little bit more, whatever. And then another knock at the door. And so these niggas is texting my phone, right? But nigga, I'm in the midst of me kissing the Mackin. You feel me? So when I look at my phone, I'm like, yo, I'm in the bathroom, right? And I look at my phone, bro, my phone blew up with text messages, bro. Like, I'm talking crazy texts from all cousins. Like, nigga, her dad's at the door. Like, nigga, her dad is coming. Like, nigga, you gotta get out of there. Like, bro, you gotta leave, bro. Yo, like, crazy, bro. Like, in the midst, my phone just going crazy. I'm looking at the thing, I'm like, oh snap. And like, she looked at me with some kind of concern, because you feel me, I'm the one that talks, so she can't say nothing. So I look at her and I just show her my phone. And she actually sees the text, like, her dad's at the door. And bruh, looked at each other like, oh snap, like, what the hell do we do? And nigga kept knocking at the door. I'm like, bruh, I'm in the bathroom, bro. And he's like, he says something like, he's like, yo, is such and such there? And I'm like, no, I'm using the bathroom. It was like, it got quiet or whatever. I'm like, bro, what the hell are we going to do? And at the time, that girl, she had earrings in. She had like these earrings, like they're like two leaves. And when she moved her head, like, they'll click. You feel me? Like, click, click, click. Like, it'll be like that. I was like, I heard those things and I hold her ears. And I'm like, yo, that's how they know she's in here. Because, bro, she was wearing these earrings. When she moved, they would click, bro. And she'll be moving her head. She won't be talking, but she'll be moving her head. And you can hear her through the door, of course, with the little clicking sound. And I'm like, that's why he asked if Becky's here. And that's why the mom went to go get the dad, because she knew she was in there, bro, because of the earrings, bro. I was like, oh, man. So I got the earrings, take it off her ears, right? Put them hoes in my pockets. And she's sitting on the sink, because I picked her up, put her on the sink, because you can, if they looked under the door, they'll see like, two sets of feet, right? So I picked her up, put her on the sink, so they only see me, if anything. And I'm like, bro, when I tell you, there's no, like, there's a small ass window, there's a shower and a toilet. That's like it, bro. This bathroom is not big. I'm like, bro, how the hell are we going to get out of here, bro? Like, we are trapped and cornered in this motherfucker, bro. And I'm like, oh my goodness. I'm thinking, bro. My cousins are texting me and all this other stuff, and they trying to be like, yo, like, he's in the bathroom, bro. Like, why are you just in the bathroom? I can hear the niggas through the door talking, right? I text, I'm like, yo, try to get the nigga out of here so I can bust out. And they try to get the nigga to leave. He's like, no, I know my daughter's in there, blah, blah, blah. We gonna wait right here. And the mom is there too. I know my daughter's in there. Da, 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 da. I'm like, oh my goodness. I'm like, bro, we stuck in this motherfucker, bro. So I'm like, bro, look at the window. Look at her. Look at the window. Look at her. I'm like, it's the only way. You feel me? I whisper in her ear like, it's the only way. Like, you gotta go through there. I would go through the window, but they already know I'm in this bathroom. You feel me? Like, I'm already in here, nigga. So, so I'm like, all right. So I get her shoes from her so she can slide out the window. And I text this girl that I know that was like a kid, right? That was in the church. I'm like, yo, go to the bathroom window. Cause bro, at this time, everybody knew what the hell was going on, right? Like all the kids, cause all the kids were at the little church, you know, just those two adults. But all the other adults was at the bigger church. So that was cool. Cause I helped out a little bit. So I text one of the girls. I'm like, yo, go to the window bathroom. She gonna come out the window, help her out, help her get down. Because it's kind of like a deep fall. Like, it's not like the window's not like you can just step right into it, bro. And she's not like super tall, like, nigga. So she gonna like fall down a bit. So I want somebody there to like help her get down on the floor. So that happened. She's at the window. I'm like, all right, cool. Game time. We open the window. Man, when I tell you this window's small, bro, I basically had to like fit her through. And then this whole time, niggas is pounding on the door like, what's taking you so long? The dad or whatever getting mad and all that other shit, right? So, and she's like kind of trying to stay quiet, but it's seeming like she can't get through. Nigga, I'm like, hell no. We're not getting stuck with you and me in here. Hell no. So I basically shove her out the window, bro. Like, pushed her out that bit. That girl, like, she caught her and everything like that. So everything was cool. I gave her her shoes down. Gave her her earrings too. You feel me? Make sure it was very quiet. Through the window. Boom. Shut the window back. Took a deep breath. Everything was smooth. Gave her enough time to, like, go run somewhere else, whatever. And then close the window. Going and we chilled out. I chilled out, probably waited out for like probably like 45 seconds or something like that. Gave her enough time to get wherever she got to get to, like away from me. Flush the toilet, act like I used the restroom. Then I opened the door, bro. Right when I opened the door, these niggas just bust in, bro. Like, boom, like push the door, push me up against the wall and all that stuff. And they're all looking. Can't see nothing. Like I said, like the shower was like, it was like a see-through glass type of thing. You'll see if somebody was standing in the shower. The window was small, so these niggas look confused in the mug, bro. They over here looking at cabinets, bro. Small ass cabinets. Like, yo, she ain't gonna be in there. But they look at the cabinets. I'm over here grinning and smiling, walking out, you feel me? And not everybody knew the plan. So when I walked out, all my cousins and everybody like that was looking, and they're like, bruh. It's like I did Houdini on them niggas. They're like, bro, where the hell Houdini on them, bro? I was like, yo, cash money, baby. Cash money, baby. Yeah, I'm that good, nigga. So I'm like, yo, you feel me? Round of applause for Houdini one time. Yeah, nigga, did Houdini on these niggas, right? So continue the story. She do what she do. And then her parents was like, where's my daughter and all this? I'm like, bro, I don't know where your daughter's at, bro. Like, I wasn't with her. I was in the bathroom, obviously. I came out of there. Dude went to go look for his daughter, whatever, and found her and all of them. They started like yelling at her, where the hell was you at? Blah, blah, blah. This, that, and the third. She was going crazy out of hand. And then this is like kind of like out in the field area, like where people parked the car. So like other adults seen, right? So they see them yelling and all that. And these niggas is nosy. So they went over there to see what's up. And it was a whole thing, bro. But that was the last time she went to church, bro. She went to that church because of that. Like, they knew, but they just couldn't prove it. You feel me? Like, bro, it was the greatest trick, bro. Greatest magic trick. These niggas still don't know to this day. They don't know what's up. They don't know how this shit went down. But, yeah, that was that, bro. Crazy. crazy story, bro. Almost had to fight the dad. She was wild, bro. Almost had to fight the brother. Like, it was a crazy thing because niggas was just yelling and, man, like, family involved. It was, you know what I mean? It is what it is, though. It was cool. It was real cool. But back on my, you know what I mean, my journey with God and everything. So at that church, bro, I stopped going to that church. But the thing is, I didn't stop really going to that church until I was 23. At 23, I had my own apartment, this, that, and the third. Still going every time. Bro, like I told you, church was all the way in Mesa and all that stuff. I lived in Phoenix. My parents, now they done moved to Surprise. I would drive my car from Phoenix to my mom's house and go to Mesa and then chill with my family afterwards because we'll have family dinner and then go home. So Sunday was like an all day thing. And the thing is, I was thinking, one day I started thinking to myself, I'm like, bro, why do I even go to this church, bro? Like, why? If my parents didn't go, family didn't go, would I still go way the hell out there? The answer came to like, hell nah. I'm only going for my family. And this is the time I start really tapping into who the hell Justin is. It's like the beginning part. So I start tapping in and I start really making decisions for myself. So I stop going. I'm like, yo, this ain't for me. I'm not learning nothing new, or I feel the fellowship and I feel God present like that. Like, nah. They're accustoming everything to their liking. And all those kids that I told you about that was there, they stopped going a long time before me, way before me. So I was like really like the only person there in a way. But I felt like I was just doing it for them. Like my family, like my parents, stuff like that. Even like close cousins, you feel me? They stopped going. I was like the last one. I was like, bro, this ain't it. So I stopped going, right? Mom and them were kind of upset at me or whatever, but I don't really care. I just knew that wasn't for me. And I could do something for myself. Because a big reason why I stopped going is them niggas were very judgmental, bro, over there. No matter what it was, these niggas were judgmental than a mug. Everything, bro. Every single thing. I remember when I started growing my hair, right? Started growing my dreads. These things would be like, men are not supposed to have, boys are not supposed to have long hair. That's for girls, blah, blah. I'm talking about these grown adults saying this shit to me. And trying to make fun of me and this, that, and the third. Oh, the hair look ugly, look lead, like shaved lead. I mean, hair ugly. Stuff like that. And I'm like, all right, whatever. Didn't deteriorate me from growing my hair, right? Years later, all them people that made fun of me, all of them got dreads. Every single one of them. They're all talking about dreads are dirty, this, that, and the third when I first started. Then all them niggas followed me and copied me. You feel me? Always been that nigga. Always had that sauce. Always had the bread, nigga. I was always that nigga, bro. I was always that guy, my guy. Even when I didn't know it, I was that guy, but I was always that guy. You feel me? So yeah, they super judgmental with it. And then like they want to, it's always like a competition of, oh, I love God more, so let me show you how much I love God more than you love God. I did all this, that, and the third for God, and God blessed me with this. That. Like it was just extra stuff. Oh, God talks to me more in my dreams, so I got to make sure I share my dreams with everybody in 15 minutes of fame and blah, blah, blah. Nigga, there's this one time that I was at church and somebody was preaching, and then the person I was right next to me, right? I mean, after church is over, after the last prayer, people start shaking hair, people's shaking hands, hugging, greet people, right? So these people, they greeting and everything like that. There's one dude started talking trash about the speaker that day. Then that speaker come and he's like, oh my goodness, great speak, great preach, blah, blah, blah. Oh my goodness, God was talking through you, blah, 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 and all this, right? He's saying all this stuff in Creole, right? And I'm like, Man, these niggas is two-faced out here, bruh. These niggas is two-faced like a mug, bruh. That blew my mind because that shit was right in front of me. When I tell you this was like 3 seconds after this dude stopped talking trash about him, how bad his preach was and this, that, and the third. Nigga shake his hand, hug him, and start talking all this. God was talking through you type of bullshit. I was like, yeah, this ain't for me. But I was like one of the last days that I was staying there, right? Left. You feel me? Did my own thing. Started going to church. Then start going to church. But I was like, yo, I got to take a break from church. And whenever God talks to me, whatever, I'm looking for a new home for church. I started going to this one church in particular. This one church in particular, yo. I'm going to say this church. I got to put these niggas on blast because these niggas is fake with it, bro. They put on a great mask, bro. You feel me? But nah, how they did me and how they did other people as well, it's ego driven. You feel me? It's not a mega church. Like, these niggas don't got like a motherfucking stadium or something like that, but it's a pretty big church, right? A couple hundred people. Probably like 1,000 people a day. They had like 3 services, whatever, bro. But I don't rock with these niggas, bro. It's called Catalyst Church, bro. Catalyst Church, right? Let me tell you this story. And this is the last church that I went to consistently. Because I visit churches here and there, whatever. You feel me? Because it's always a good feeling to go to church. Like, it's not bad. Especially if you go there with the right intentions, you feel me? For yourself, first and foremost. And to get closer to God and do all that stuff, sing, whatever. Just be in your own vibe. Go to church for you. I made that mistake going to church for other people. So, this church right here, Catalyst Church, I started going there because my manager at the time when I was working at Wells Fargo, the actual bank, she was going there. And I was like, hey, it's kind of close to my apartment at the time. So I was like, yo, I might as well check it out. It was like a 5-minute drive. It wasn't far at all. Went there the first time. I was like, oh, this is pretty cool. I'm gonna go again. Start going again. And all of a sudden, I just started going there consistently. You feel me? Then from that point, I started freaking joining and serving, right? Start serving and stuff like that. I was even going on like Saturdays. They would like go to like clean up high schools or do like different type of things around the community, whatever. And I would go. And at the time, I even invited, you know, other people. Like, I was so into that church, bro. Like, because what they were showing me was dope. The whole time, she was whack. I mean, they had a mask on. So let me tell you about all this mask real quick. Y'all be careful with this. So, going to the church. And out of nowhere, right, the vibe started changing. Like, the feeling started changing. I'm like, nigga, what the hell is going on? Like, people start like the security guards or whatever. There's one security guard that's dope. I believe his name was like Robert or something like that. He was kind of chubby, but dude was fresh, bro. Fly ass nigga. Nigga dressed fly as hell. But like security guards and other people started like asking me questions. Like, I don't know, just weird. Like, just the vibe was weird, bro. Vibe was weird. So they were building this armada for like the kids' church side of the church. They want like a shade, whatever, blah blah blah. So they wanted us to chip in, everybody chip in like kind of heavy, because the goal was like, I don't know, like 30,000 or 20,000. I don't know what it was, right? It was something like that. We get past the goal, nigga, I put in 200 in that mug, you feel me? I was like, yo, I'm gonna throw in 200 up in there, you feel me? It was like a one church thing because they had like a deadline or something like that. And I was doing the quotation marks with my two fingers. A deadline. Because I want everybody to donate that day. Like, for some reason. Like, it was out of nowhere, spontaneous. And then they're talking about, like, giving and whoop-de-whoop, all this other stuff. For some reason, then they want to throw that in there. Whatever, they got everybody going in their feelings, whatever. Everybody donated, did their thing. They counted all up on all that. And we had enough to buy the armada. I knew it didn't cost that much. I just knew it for a fact. But these niggas said it cost that much. I was like, all right, whatever. Y'all probably using the money for some other things and whatever. Because we break the goal that they had. We broke it by like, I don't know, like 10,000, 15,000, something like that, right? So we go, right? get it. It's getting built and everything like that. So while it's getting built, like, I like to see like the building of things. So I walk over there to like the kids side of thing. I walk over there and there's one person in particular. Her name was Whack Ass Lupe, bruh. Yeah, we gon' name dropping this mug, bruh. Yeah, her name was Lupe. She go to Catalyst Church, bruh. She is whack. She is whack as hell. So anyway, she kept saying, yo, Justin, you can't be over here. This is the kid's side. Do you have kids or whatever? I was like, nah, I don't got no kids, but I'm just looking at the building and the growth and the process of the Armada thing. I was like, yo, it looks cool, whatever. I'm just there, whatever. She's like, oh, you don't have kids, you can't be over here. I'm like, aye, but there's other people that don't have kids here. And she's like, oh, I don't see them or whatever the case is. I'm like, all right, I ain't trying to start any trouble. It is what it is. Boom, whatever. Another day, like, in my manager, the one that recommended to go to that church, she used to serve with the kids. And I would just go and say hi, whatever, right? Because she'll be serving around that area. And I'll see the process and all that. So, like, knocking two birds with one stone type of thing. Every time I do that, nigga, there's this one time in particular. I'm over here talking to my friend, the one that recommended me to go there. Just talking to her, like, how you doing, blah, 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 a little small talk. This girl, I seen her at the corner of my eye. She was talking to other people. I'm talking, she was probably like 30 feet away from me, my nigga, like 40 feet away from me or something. Nigga, right when she seen me, she dropped everything. And the person, she was talking to like two people. She was like, oh, hold on. And she basically damn near jogged, nigga, ran to me just to tell me, hey, Justin, you know, I told you, you're not allowed over here. Whoop-de-whoop, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, bruh, all I'm doing is just talking to my friend. I'm just saying hi real quick that I'm going to church. Yeah, just lame shit, right? I'm like, all right, whatever. Go. This has happened constantly every Sunday, nigga. I'm like, nah. You pissing me off. So this is the last day that I went to church, bro. The last day I went to church. That's how it went down. I went over there. I was like, yo, I need to talk to you. And she was like, yeah, anything for you, Justin. And I hate when niggas do that, bro. When you know we don't like each other. You know there's some type of tension. So don't tell me and be like, oh, yeah, anything for you. Like, get that fake ass out of here, bro. So that just kind of pissed me off already. So anyways, we talk. Pull her to the side because I wanna lit her ass up. You feel me? Put her ass on fire, nigga, in front of everybody. So we go like to the outskirts a little bit of the church. Let her know. I'm like, hey, why do you keep doing that to me? Because there's other people there. So, oh, it's church policy. So I'm saying, I'm like, yo, church is supposed to be a welcoming place for everybody, God's children. So I'm not welcome to walk anywhere on this campus as is God's house. How y'all proclaim it to be. And I'm doing my fingers, right? My quotation fingers. And she was like, yeah, this is God's house. Everybody is welcome. But yeah, it's just policy. You can't go over here. So you're telling me there's a certain section of God's house I can't walk through. And she's like, no, that's not what I'm saying. I'm saying in the policy, if you don't have kids, you can't be over here. I was like, what that got to do with anything? I was like, even that, like my friend's right there. I'm just saying, just going to say hi to her and blah, blah, blah. And that's it. Then I'd be gone. And then I'm the one that put in money for the Armada as well. I played a part. And I should be able to see what the seed I planted and what it's growing into. I was the only one. I feel everybody that contributed to that should be able to see it. No matter where it's at in God's house, nigga, we help have this, make this possible. And she's like, yeah, but the policy, da da da, if you don't have kids. So I was like, so what are you saying, bro? What are you trying to like intel, bro? What are you trying to get to, my nigga? And she was like, she didn't know what to say. So I was like, so you tell me, you can show me in a book, right? The policy is if you don't have kids, you can't be here. Because there's no sign anywhere hanged up that says that. And then again, there's other people that don't have kids that are here, my nigga. And then I told her too, I was like, bro, during the kids, when they were doing like some like kid festival type of thing, bro, I donated like 200 blessed shirts to y'all kids. So what the hell do you have against me and all that? And she's like, oh, no, I heard blah, blah, blah. That she didn't even know what the hell to say. So in my mind, before I super went in on her and lit her ass on fire, I was like, my nigga, like, so what you trying to say? Like, what you trying to call me, my nigga? Like, you think like I'm a pedophile or something like that? He's like, no, that's not what I'm saying. I'm like, yo, that's how you acting? Because you going only to me, or you don't like black people. Because you're going only to me, and you have all these other people. There's mainly Mexicans at that church. You have all these other demographic backgrounds and stuff like that. And you only come to me. So it's either you don't like black people or you think I'm a pedophile, nigga. It's one of the two. And she's about to say something. Like, oh, don't even worry about it, nigga. And I left. That's the last time I went to church, bro. Walked out that hoe. And remember when I told you that fly security guard, he was fat, but dude dressed fly as hell. He came like towards the end of like us going back and forth because I started getting hot. So my voice started raising up. You feel me? And right at the end when I was like, said the whole like what I just said, right? And she was about to answer. I was like, oh, don't even worry about it, nigga. And I walked off. He was like right there. That nigga heard everything. And he knew I was hot. And me and him, cool. You feel me? Always shook hands because he used to dress fly. I dress fly. I'm a fly nigga. Everything was smooth. I'm like, yeah, don't even worry about it. This nigga was like, yo, man, everything okay? I was like, yeah, man, everything's straight. And he was like, man, like, what happened? So I kind of like laid down the story for him and everything like that. And he was like, man, that is, you know, that's crazy. Like, why would they do that? I was like, I don't know, bro. Like, you know what I mean? At the end of the day, my nigga, like, you are Mexican. Like, I'm not. So I don't know if that has something to do with it. Like, if it do, that's whack as hell. Super whack. But I'm not here to judge. It is what it is. So bam, bounce. That's the last time I went to church. From that point on, man, I've been on my own journey with God. I read the Bible. I read the Quran. I do my due diligence. I watch some YouTube videos. I listen to some gospel music here and there. Like, I do my part. And ever since I started being on this journey for myself with God, and God first always, myself second, I have learned and grown so much as a man and as a human being, as a spiritual being. And that's where I stand at, and that's where I'm going. I'm a God-fearing man. I believe in Jesus Christ walked this earth. He was the closest, damn near to perfection human being ever walked this earth. Now, do I believe he's the son of God? That's the thing. When I told you ever since I was little, kind of, I don't know. I don't believe that part. I believe we are all children of God. I believe he was definitely the Messiah, and he definitely like the message and everything like that. Kind of just basically how the Quran lay it down. Like, bro, yeah, Jesus Christ was real. Jesus Christ was the number one dude. You feel me? The number one perfect dude. You feel me? Fed the people, helped the blind, did all this, did all that. That was said to be have done. Just that son of God part is like, I don't know, bro. Because I don't think God will ever be in a human form. And nah, because God's more than that, bro. More than that. And he can orchestrate and do everything without doing what they say that he done in Jesus Christ, the Son of God, born in a virgin. But like, nah, my guy. I believe the risen again, because some people have died and come back a little bit or whatever said or claimed or whatever the case is, whatever, right? I believe in all that stuff. But that little part, stick with me. I'm just like, can't get jiggy with that, my guy. But that's where I stand, though. You feel me? So it's like a mist of Christianity and Muslim. You feel me? I read the Bible and the Quran. You feel me? I participate in Ramadan. You feel me? I pray to God. You feel me? I pray to Allah. It's the same damn thing. It's all one God at the end of the day. People try to divide and create things like different religions, different groups. That's why in Israel, Jerusalem, niggas is fighting, blowing each other up just based off of religion. In prisons, it's the same thing. A religion's a gang. You feel what I'm saying? Like, it's all man-made type of stuff. But there can never be a gang. It can never be corruption. There can never be any of that if the ego's not involved and God is fully in control. It's hard doing that being human beings, but that is the end goal, right? To fellowship with one each other without any type of jealousy, envy, any type of negative stuff like that. You know, that's the overall goal. So Justin Bless don't come from that. Nah, Justin Bless, that's my name, bruh. Justin Bless, because I'm blessed, bruh. I am thankful to be here. I am blessed to be able to have this podcast. I am blessed have running water. I am blessed to not take any day that God blessed me with for granted. That's what Justin Bless means. Justin is thankful. Justin is thankful for water. Justin's blessed with water. Do you feel what I'm saying? And that's why it is. I couldn't have it past tense because I'm living in the now, in the present. So it's Justin Bless. That's where Justin Bless come from, bro. Because the moment in my life, like, I was just like, bro, like, I am so blessed to be where I'm at. And instead of people calling me Dreads, like Justin Dreads back then, because that was a street name when I was robbing niggas and breaking into houses, all that, I switched things up. And I started trying to lead the most righteous path I possibly can. That's when Justin Bless was born. You feel me? Yeah, man. But that is my journey with God, man. That's the beginning to where I'm at currently right now. We definitely gonna talk about like Ramadan and Islam and all that stuff. That's another part of my journey as well. Say that for another pod, but that's my journey with God, man. That's since the first day I went to church, and I took y'all all the way to the last day that I went to church on a consistently basis. You feel me? I showed you, went from like a small church to a white church, went to Catholic church. Yeah, I just ran you through my religion journey in a way through my life and where I'm at with God right now. Hey, God's number one. I'm number two. God first, myself second. This is what I say. God first, myself second, everything else underneath that. However you want to put it. But you got to come second after God. Because if you ain't right, you can't make nobody else right. And whenever people say, like, God, family first, man. Family has hella jealousy in it, bro. Real talk. So you got to know how to maneuver around that. But yeah, man, that's where I'm at. It was cool to say that off. And I got a shout out to my cousin Dave. He's a younger one of mine. He's actually the first one of the whole family to step out and go down his own journey with God and had the courage and the balls to do that at a younger age than I did it. I did it at 23. Not even fully. I didn't even do it until like 20, much later, filming like 25, 26, 7, something like that. And he did it like at 18 or something like that. Went down his own journey. It don't matter what you're born in. If you're born in a religion, if you're taught a certain thing, bro, I don't necessarily mean that thing is for you. I'm going to say it again. It don't matter how you are nurtured by the human beings in this world. That's your parents, teachers, friends, whatever. That don't necessarily mean that thing. It can be a religion. We're talking about religion. So that religion, if you're born in religion, that don't mean that's necessarily for you, bro. So you got to question that. Is that really for you? If your family stopped being Christians, right? For example, would you still be a Christian? Ask yourself that. If your family stopped being Mormon, would you still be a Mormon? Latter-day Saints? If your whole family stopped being Muslim, would you still rock with Islam? If your whole family with the Buddhism, all that stuff, bro, would you still do that, bro? Would you still dedicate your time, hours, everything into that? Would you? Ask yourself that. And that's where you find the truth, man. Yo. It's Justin Bless. Justin Bless. We're going to play a little song right now. Just zone out like this. You feel me? And then we go close it out, man. Yeah, hey, this Lecrae, man. He a cool dude, cool little rapper, and that's what we gonna get it like. Yeah, Lil Goot. Get right. Where we at with it, man? I guess not playing.
Get back, right.
Here we go.
Yeah. I had it. Get back, right.
What about saying?
Get back, right.
Yeah.
I had it. Get back, right. Get back, right. I had it. Get back, right. Fell off. Lost my cool. Whoa, sexy. Back. Got dirt on my shoes. Yeah. Get back, right. Yeah. When you got real power, you can't lose. I had it. Get back, right.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Get back, right. Top down, head back. Ride by the hype beast on Fairfax. Money morning, I don't wanna hear trap. I play Rick James when I'm in traffic. I've been doing this since fifth grade. I've been doing this since I've been safe. I've been rock crowds on a big stage. I've been made hits with some big names. Yada, 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 yada. Bought a Mercedes for my baby mama. VIP rockin' Dolce Gabbana. I went to the Grammys and I took my mama. Bottles on bottles on bottles and models on models on models and dollars on dollars. Yeah, that don't help me when my soul wanna holler and I'm feeling the pain and I'm dealing with drama. That's too deep. I better fall back. Nah, get this work. You should've wore a hard hat. They told us don't work in the summer. I told them I'm working on something. I'm waving my banner, no propaganda. Why you flexing in your Panamera? Get back, right. I had it. Get back, right. Get back, right.
Get back, right, y'all.
I had it. Get back, right. Get back, right.
What?
I had it. Get back, right.
Yeah.
Get back, right.
What?
I had it. Get back, right.
What?
Fell off. Lost my cool. Whoa, say. Bounce back, got dirt on my shoes. Back, right. When you got real power, you can't lose.
Yeah, yeah.
Get back,
power's
right.
Within, yeah. Man.
Get back, right. I don't really stress, I pray more. Dear Lord, stretch my case off. I've been doing this since you was like Ultra on the Wave, oh, playing with your Legos. Look, I don't cap, I rap facts. You ain't go and check the stats. You and your squad versus me and my guy. Look, bro, you ain't finna win that now. Was a season when I thought that I had fell off. Then I sat back like you crazy, boy, you know you well off. Everything I had was rented. Nissan on the side, I was dinning. No tents, you could see who was in it. At the mall, I was pinching my pennies. In the beginning, Jimmy Jazz for the clothes, TV Johnny for the gold. Them was the goals. Never cared about my soul. They can wait till I get old. I'm on these hold up. Wait a minute, new beginnings. I was down, now I'm winning. I know who did it, and I don't forget it. You know I'm still about the family business. I gotta get back, get back, right.
Get back, right.
I had to get back, right. Get back, right.
Yeah.
I had to get back, right. Get back, right.
Yeah.
Yeah. I had to get back, right.
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Fell off, lost my cool.
Yo, hey man, that's the pod, bro. I appreciate y'all, man. Make sure y'all subscribe to the pod. Y'all follow me on Instagram, Twitter, all that stuff at JustinBless_. Man, rate the podcast, all that. And yo, I'm for my Spotify listeners, scroll down, please, because there's going to be some questions and polls and stuff like that. So you answer those and engage with me. You feel me, man? You already know what it is. You already know what it is. It's Justin Bless. Justin Bless. Man, nothing less, nigga.